Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Oh, you all right? Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
I didn't know we were back on. I was just right, trying to clear.
Hey, listen, you got to get ready. It's a little show prep there. Alice wants to send you to Universal Studios Hollywood right now. Don't send this one as an air check. Right now, call number 97-800-400-3697. Instantly wins a 4-pack of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood, and you'll get to experience Jurassic World The Ride. Plus, if you win this 4-pack of tickets, you'll be in the running for the grand prize trip for four, including airfare, hotel stay, and 2-day park tickets. Tickets. Universal Studios Hollywood.
Hear all that?
I do. It's like very pleasant music surrounded by death and destruction and velociraptors. They are death and destruction embodied.
I bet you could make those sounds.
I bet I could. But I bet I've already made them and that they're about to make their debut right now. Are they? Oh, I guess you didn't go get those, huh? Well, there's your reminder. Okay, call now. Gabby's last day is today. Once she gets a winner, we'll...
Actually, let's go ahead and get her right now.
Oh, yeah, let's get Gabby done with. Let's get over this.
What do you mean get her?
They're going to get her. Today's her very last day.
Yeah.
Oh,
thanks for everything, Gabby.
Us.
Hey, did you guys know she was so tall?
Oh,
Yeah.
I mean,
how tall are you?
Oh, I don't hear her. Here we go. Oh my gosh. So I think I'm 5'8", but it also really changes.
What do you got on for shoes today?
I got my Birkenstocks on.
Oh, maybe it's the hat.
Maybe it is the hat. Might,
yeah, she had a hat.
You wearing
on
the hat right now?
No, she's got her headphones on right now.
Nope.
Well, Gabby, thank you for being our intern. Why don't you sell this to the fall interns we don't have?
Well, honestly, I learned so much, and I think this has been such a great experience to be with this radio family, and you learn so much about news gathering and editing and everything, and, you know, for those of us who, you know, enjoy that, that's... It makes the world when you have the people that I'm surrounded by.
Oh, she's funny. She's quite a conversationalist. Like, well named, Gabby.
Gabby.
Yeah, she's just you and Hooman. You should just go and go and go.
Oh yeah. I know. It's so sad that he's not here for him to, you know.
Yes, be here to see you off.
Exactly.
Give you one last hard time.
All right, give me a highlight. What's the best thing that happened in the whole time? The most fun you had, or something you learned, whatever.
Oh my gosh, I think the best is being able to come in the morning and I have to take the 280 back and I see the fog and it's like right after, it's been the morning, right after work, and I just get to see all these beautiful views.
So the best part is when she leaves.
That's the same thing I said.
That's a super good highlight. Gabby, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We really appreciate
your
help.
Thank you. You're wonderful.
Now,
you're such a nice woman.
Exactly.
Get us a winner.
The number you're calling to win stuff is also the number you can text us at.
Yes.
We love to hear from you guys. 650 says, my niece watched Jurassic Park when she was 8 and then wouldn't touch a wire fence because she was scared it was electric. You never know.
Mm-hmm. You never know what someone's going to pull out of that.
What your kids will get scared of. LOL. Yeah.
Well, it's best not to touch wire fences. Sometimes they are electric. Maybe you're just not near the sign with little lightning bolts on it.
Right.
Don't touch the fence. Don't pee on it. That's for sure, boys.
Yeah, you never catch a girl
pee
doing
on
that
the electric fence.
I was so excited to share the Lost Boys with my boys, ages 5 and 3. They loved scary things. I thought about the bath scene and how funny it was, and the Santa Cruz scenes, until about 5 minutes in when the vampires were eating some teenagers.
Uh-oh.
Click.
Yeah. Oops, sorry, kids. Mom made a mistake. It happens.
Right.
Because as an adult, you know it's fake, and that's not the part you remember. You remember all the good parts.
Right. Well, and even some of the stuff, I just didn't know that it was going
to stick
in her the same way the way that it did.
Right. Yeah.
So now we're on back to... I thought we were moving into a new zone where her and I could hang for a movie, and now we're...
Soon. It'll be here before you know it.
Blue's Clues.
All the live long day. There must be a Pixar one you can watch.
408 says, how adorable is Vincent when he drops that note for Brandy?
It's pretty good.
I don't know about that.
It's pretty cute.
We're having fun with it. Brandy. I think it's really cute that you have a Brandy now.
I do.
I like that.
Chef Brandy.
Chef Brandy?
Yeah, that's her. It's like Chef BB. Some, I follow her now.
Where does she cook?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't. I mean, I'm not. We don't know each other yet. We're just getting to know each other.
Oh,
you know,
so
give us some time to develop
good
our
for
relationship.
You guys.
Yeah. Well, I almost killed her, so.
So you like, have to get to know her. Just, you know, feel obligated.
Feel kind of bad about it. She was. I mean, honestly, even, I'm sure I wouldn't have killed her, but she would have gone into the water if not for my Herculean efforts to, you know, control my segue. I took one for the team. I do have a bruise now. If anyone.
You could see it on Alice's Instagram.
It's your fault and your bad driving in the first place.
Someone could
that
just carry
her in peril.
Yeah, but I did rescue her, so.
That's an amateur
from
bruise,
you.
Sarah.
You rescued her from you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, from the Segway that had gone crazy and went wild. It was fine. Started bucking and kicking.
Oh, man. The tap water at my dad's house in Boulder Creek is the best.
Oh.
Cold and clean and crisp. Delicious.
Mm. There is nothing. There is a difference in waters, and there's nothing like a good. I just remember drinking water out of the hose in the summer. It just tasted so good. You ever do that thing where you you take mint, like that you're growing in your yard, and you rub it, your hands on it, and then you take hose water and drink it from your hand?
Oh, no.
And run it across the ice
You were cold. Already drinking designer water when you
I said designer water. That's just water from your yard.
East Bridgewater?
No, I learned that after I was a grown-up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's so... It's lovely.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Don't you have a little pot of herbs in your yard that you grow?
No.
Oh.
I mean, there's some stuff back there. There's a lemon tree and a pomegranate tree and a, I don't know, and strawberries.
Mm.
There might be some herbs.
Yeah.
I don't really want
to. Well, they
know.
Tend to go wild. You have to trim off the flowers and stuff. And, oh.
Is she counting?
She's just making nice with the listener.
All right.
Turn her mic on.
She got her winner.
So funny. She's so adorable.
Gabby.
Hold on. She must be writing their address now.
Vinny, there's a Groupon for Music Theory online course for $5. Normally $200.
Oh, my God.
I can't speak to the quality, but I've been doing a bookkeeping one from the same site, and it's pretty good.
Oh.
I did music theory my first year of college when I was a music major, and definitely adds another layer of playing music. What I really want to do is go to the class and be part of a group of people. Not just learning, but playing together.
Sure.
So I can't do it now. It's just not, there's right. just no time. But
listen,
I look forward to doing that.
When you're older,
right.
or, you know, it's,
yep.
I think it's great.
That was Stephen Bishop, whose guitar John Belushi smashed on the stairway in Animal House.
Oh, what Stephen Bishop songs do I know? That's a familiar sounding name.
I'm familiar with the name too, but yeah. I don't
it's gotta
remember
be a hit.
Liking him.
Yeah, oh no, I'm sure you didn't like him. I mean, John Belushi didn't even like him. He smashed his guitar.
Well, we all know that guy at the party.
Oh. On and on, on and on, on and on.
Perfectly cast.
Yeah.
No, it's a good song.
Oh, really?
I love that song. It's pretty.
What's it called?
On and On by Stephen Bishop.
On and On by Stephen Bishop.
Can we get confirmation on that?
Confirmed.
Oh!
Does he sing any other songs? Is he famous
any
for
other
one more song?
I'm sure
yeah,
he does.
Hit.
Let me see.
Yeah, let's find another Stephen Bishop.
I feel like
hit.
Definitely he was out there when I was like, growing up, maybe.
Yeah.
How about
maybe.
This one? You guys right, know this one?
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
I do. It's so
go
pretty.
By.
Shut up. Do you
he
know this song?
Perfectly cast as the guy who gets his guitar smashed. Perfect.
It's be
oh, you guys weren't lying. You do know.
Someone waiting there for me. It's telling me it might be you. Come on,
me, it might be you.
You know the song?
I don't know. No.
You're.
I don't know that one. I think those are the only two.
Did
I
you
know.
Say I'll be on your rock and roll station?
No, I'll be your rock and roll slave.
Rock and Roll Slave?
That's
hot.
What the song's called.
I know, I don't know.
Rock
that
and
one.
Roll Slave.
That's called Rock and Roll Slave. Can
yeah.
you play that again?
You really ought to pick the tempo up on that one.
Here it is.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. The sun's bright. That's weird.
Okay. We got it. He's awful. That guy is awful.
Well, he had those two songs that I liked.
You don't like those songs.
Sure. Here it is.
Ugh.
That is so dumb. I'll be nice, Brid.
A philosophy for professor of mine would say, there's no such thing as common sense, because if it was common, more of us would have it.
Yeah.
There is only good sense.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, it does seem like common sense is gone.
And it's, well, I'm trying to teach my daughter certain things that you would consider common sense. Mm-hmm. Like, we're on a trail. It's multi-use. Mm-hmm. So when we're on a trail, we look ahead on the trail. And we check for, I don't know, dogs that aren't on leash or a bike rider bombing down the hill.
Sure.
And then we know we can get out of the way in advance.
Right. Good, and if we're walking, we stay over to the right, you know.
Oh, and that's another one I've checked with her. We step to the high side of the hill.
Oh.
The high side. So the biker who's lost control, he can go over the edge.
And not take you
with
him. But
you aren't going with him.
Nice.
More common sense.
I like that.
High side of the hill. I even check her. Which is the high side? I'm like, perfect.
That's where you belong, kid.
That's how we save ourselves, and we don't count on other people to do that for us.
Yeah. Let the biker go over the cliff.
Common sense. Mm-hmm. Sorry, good sense.
Good sense.
Plants, not pills. Opioid use is declining in states that have legal weed.
Oh, that's good.
Plants, not pills. Try the doobie weed, people.
Do it.
Ooh, I was going to shoot heroin, but then I got high.
Hi, guys. I pulled over to type this.
Oh, good. Liar.
So this morning, my cranky-ass 14-year-old was in a mood.
Oh.
He was surly and super cranky. That is, until Sarah said, Fanta. There was something about the way she said it that made him start cracking up and put him back in a good mood.
Oh.
Thanks for the help this morning. Fanta.
Fanta.
My dad would say Fanta.
Oh, Fanta.
Fanta.
He said he discovered this new drink when he was in Italy or something. It is Fanta. I go, do you mean Fanta?
The thing you get in cans at the Safeway?
Yeah, he had no idea. I'm like, Dad, yeah, we have that here.
Help us out. Silly man. Help us out. Help us out. That's so funny. Good Rick used to call it Fanta.
No.
And they all the band was like, what? And they just all started calling it Fanta.
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 Are we adding vodka to it?
We should add vodka. Vodka and Fanta. It's delicious. Fanta.
Why isn't Jason Momoa on that list? Yeah. That list is wrong.
Yeah. Well.
Missed out on a lot of people.
Just a big poll. Those were the top contenders.
Margot Robbie and Jessica Alba better be on the top of that list.
No, they're not. Neither one of them was even on the list. Jessica Alba is fine.
Yeah. She's what?
Fine. She's like, foxy.
You like
her. Yeah, she's gorgeous. She's smart.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know the word is fine. Come on. Say it.
Fine as wine.
Yes, I totally get it. She wants a man, not a puppy. OFOC. That's the lady that's divorcing her husband for being too nice.
Yeah, except the judge won't give her the divorce. He says, I'll be meaner, I promise.
510 says, maybe he just has a small one. And she's being nice and not saying.
Oh, that could be it.
Well, there, she gets some credit.
All right. Being
for,
nice about
for
it.
For not yelling in front of all his friends that he's got a small one.
Oh, well.
Sarah, sounds like you want an abusive relationship.
No.
Sarah, all women are screaming for that guy. That woman is the worst.
Yeah, everyone's screaming for him until they get him. And then they're not happy. And then they cheat on him.
That couple should just have a kid. Then we'll see them argue.
Yeah, that is not a bad idea. They should have a kid. What fun.
Oh, look at me out of time.
All right, we'll take a quick break and be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Get her done, people. It's Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to run over and say hi to Hume and see how he's doing after his surgery. It's going to be super fun. There's nothing more fun than visiting people in the hospital.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
So you're saying he gets dismissed today?
Well, I don't know. The doctor was saying that there's not a huge risk. It's laparoscopic, the gallbladder thing. Mm-hmm. So he may get out soon. But, you know, who knows? I don't know what his whole deal is.
Yeah, some people get out right away, like the next day. Other people a week.
And a lot of people have been asking, like, where is he and what can we do? And like, in lieu of flowers or any of that stuff, please make a donation to the StairClimb. He's obviously not going to be able to do that, but this supports first responders. If you go to RadioAlice.com, Michelle Berg, she just put up a link. So if you know, want to help Hooman out, mm-hmm. make a contribution in his name over there for the StairClimb. He's obviously not going to be able to do that. So we'll go and we'll say hi for you when we get over there, and then we're gonna go eat lunch.
Woo!
So really, come in the end, it's all about
gotta
food.
Have some reward.
Sure, exactly. Have a great day, and we'll catch you back here on Big Brother Day, also known as Hump Day.
Oh, it's not on tonight.
No, tomorrow, tomorrow.
Okay.
Catch you on Big Brother.
All right,
see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.